email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, or text us 51551. There are loads of Roisins, Ray, says Roisin. Yeah, well, it'd be great to plot your name, Roisin. If you have time, you can get onto the CSO website and go over all the years and map Roisin to see if there was peaks and troughs. My new granddaughter is Mary and her name gets rave reviews everywhere we go, says Frank. And on pies and mining, huge coal mining tradition around Castlecomer and the Swan. So they have pies down there, I wonder. From Castlecomer, we go to Donegal now. They've been celebrating a Buncrana woman who recently climbed to Mount Everest Base Camp. Jennifer Doherty, who is blind since she was 9 months old, completed the grueling 12-day trek with a group of fellow explorers. The group was led by Letterkenny mountaineer Jason Black, who back in 2013 climbed all the way to the top of Mount Everest. Jennifer Doherty and Jason Black are both on the line now. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, how are you?
Good to talk to you. How are you doing, Jason?
Hey, Ray, good to hear you.
Good to talk to you again. Jennifer, congratulations.
Good man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, how did this come about?
Jason contacted me out of the blue the week before Christmas. I didn't really know him. I'd met him once before. But he asked me if he could meet me. He came to my house and told me his whole story and everything he's done. And he told me he was leading a group of people to base camp in April and would I want to go? And I thought he was absolutely crazy. I was like, who is this person? This is a bit too good to be true. I didn't know what to think. And my brother was there and he said, you know, you should go. I would trust him with my life. He seems really genuine. So I thought, before he left, I told him I would go and I thought I'll worry about the logistics after. So,
and did you use those Linda Martin words, why me? Did you ask him?
Yeah.
What did he say?
I'm still asking him that and he hasn't answered me.
Well, maybe we'll ask him then. Why Jennifer, Jason?
She's just this remarkable person. I suppose for me, Harry, I spent a lot of time in schools working with young people and, you know, I just felt that they were struggling in today's world with some inspiration, especially over the last couple of years. And I suppose it's very easy for Jason Black to stand in a room with all his faculties available to him and go off and do what he does. But I just felt that this remarkable young person that has a limitless mindset, and I had done a little bit of research behind the scenes and I had found out that she was a remarkable human being. And I knew that it would take somebody quite special to take this on, because the route that we took was the 1953 original route from Kathmandu, the one that Tenzing Norgay and Sir Edmund Hillary carried. And we wanted to do it in a non-commercial manner, and I knew it was going to have to be somebody that was mentally very strong. And reached out to Jennifer, knocked on her door, hadn't met her in my life, and walked in, and a phenomenal situation. Her brother was sitting there and he was married to an Nepalese girl, and her dad had sadly passed away a couple of months beforehand, and he had booked his flights to go to Nepal, and it all seemed perfect and the match seemed right. And yeah. And we took a punt at it, and it worked out tremendous.
Yeah. And those logistics, Jennifer, that you spoke about, you know, worry about them later. What were they as you came closer to doing it?
So being completely blind, I was going with a group of people I didn't know. I didn't know Jason. I'd never walked anywhere with him in my life. I would have to depend on people a lot. So things like we would be staying in tea rooms in a different place every night. I wouldn't be able to learn my way around or, you know, even go to the bathroom myself. So a lot of the bathrooms would be holes in the ground. I would have to depend on people for a lot more things than I usually would at home. So yeah, I didn't want to be a burden on anybody, or, you know, all these things you think about before and worry about. I didn't even know if I'd be fit enough, to be honest. That was a big one.
And there's a huge element of trust there, isn't there? When you're blind with a group of people that you don't know.
Massive. And then like go up the side of a mountain with really rough, uneven terrain and altitude and all these things. So you really had to have trust in the people you were with.
So talk to me about the uneven terrain then, because like we do it without even thinking. You look as you walk, particularly if you're going up the side of a mountain. Where can you find footing? Is that a rock? Is that a loose rock? Whatever, you know. So how do you get around that?
You just really have to trust the person you're with. So I would hold on to their elbow when I walk. So I just really had to walk and depend on where they were walking. So if they were nervous, I could feel it.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the more difficult parts and the big steps, I would have walked with Jason and some of the taller people in the group. So it kind of made it a bit easier. They were, you know, stronger and they mightn't have been as nervous. And then other times I walked with different people. So the group were amazing. Everybody took turns at bringing me around and described everything, and I felt like I didn't miss anything because I couldn't see, because everyone was so considerate, and that was great.
That's it though, isn't it? Because everybody who's been up there speaks of the amazing views, and you were above clouds and all that, and you're blind, so you're depending on other people's eyes to see for you.
Yeah. I think the thing that really made it for me was the day Jason said we're walking higher than the helicopters are flying.
Wow.
And then when you could hear them down below you, that really put it in perspective for me. And I was like, oh my God, this is how high we are.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't see the views. But there's so many other sensory things. Like, you would walk on the bridges and you could hear the yaks coming past with their bells, and turn the prayer wheels, and there's so much things along the trek that even when you can't see, it was so interesting.
And then those flags flapping in the wind is a sound synonymous with Nepal, isn't it? And there, and it wasn't all good, because then there's the squelch of a foot in donkey poo.
Oh, that was the worst day.
Go on.
We were just walking like 2 hours of just this horrible, messy ground, and it was just everywhere and smelly, and you were afraid you would slip because you didn't want to fall in it.
Yeah.
And it was just tough going, but then that ended up being one of my favorite days, because Jason organized for me to have a Sherpa carry. So right. Two of the Sherpas, Karma and Nima, took turns at carrying me down all these steps, like a really steep part of the trek,
right.
And I was on their back, and it was just
piggyback.
Amazing.
A piggyback, yeah. You've got a piggyback down the side of Mount Everest. That's wow.
But it was amazing because I could feel how fast their feet can move, and
yeah.
I mean, they don't even think; they just—it's amazing to watch. But to be on their back and feel it was something I never even thought I'd get to do. So that was fun.
They are amazing, Jason, aren't they? Sherpas.
Yeah, they're incredible people. The whole culture, I think that's what blew everybody away. I suppose the way we went about it is, you know, as a purist mountaineer, we wanted to take a non-commercial approach. So we went in the kind of the left of centre. But the people were amazing. Whenever they recognised who we were and what we were doing, they were so respondent. You know, there was days that Jennifer got a ride in a motorbike, and, you know, there she is heading off this really rough dirt track, and she's on a motorbike on a section, and then there was sometimes we needed to jump into a jeep for 200 or 300 meters just to get across a really rough section. They would just pull up, they didn't even know us, and we'd get, and off we'd go. It was just the most amazing journey. And Jennifer got to meet the school kids in Boopsa. We were working with a project there since 2016, rebuilding a school that got hit with a landslide. And we brought in 6 months worth of copybooks and pens and biros and stuff for the kids, you know, for them to do their homework. And they were just wonderful people. You know, they're very soft, and they're very gentle, and they're very genuine in their nature. But it's just one thing, you know, that myself and Jennifer talked about as we left Letterkenny, with quite a bit of time in preparation, was, Ray, that what was important to me was that Jennifer wasn't going to get wrapped in cotton wool, and what was important to Jennifer was that she wanted to just be treated as a normal human being. Even though she had she was blind, it wasn't a limitation. She was able to use other senses, and that's ultimately was the strength of Jennifer. Jennifer went out there and was just a normal human being, dealing with her own limitation every day, like we all have limitations, and she pulled it off, and she pulled it off in style. This girl didn't limp to base camp, she ran. She was incredible. There was 9 other 9 other people there, and there's days they were all giving out about sore feet and sore backs and everything else, and Jennifer was up every morning with a smile on her face saying, okay, what are we doing today? 25k, let's go.
That's good.
And it was phenomenal to watch, and it was an absolute pleasure to guide her.
Ah, wow. So where does this rank, Jennifer, in your life experiences?
Best thing I've ever done.
Yeah.
Easily.
It's amazing what you've achieved. So you, obviously Jason came to you because you've achieved other things. What else have you done?
I flew a plane about 8 years ago. I think that was one of the things Jason noticed.
Right.
I've always kind of just done what I think are normal things, and I don't know, some other people seem to think they're big deals, but I don't really. Like, I've been blind from a very young age. I don't know any different. Mm. And I've always been just brought up in a mainstream school, mainstream environment. And I don't see it as any big deal. I just do what everyone else does.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Ranafast County Donegal team, Gavin, Josephine, Megan and Johnny, just back from Conquering Everest Base Camp as well. Please read this out in capital letters. You are inspirational. You are amazing, modest, courageous and sound like the most genuine young woman. You so deserve this incredible experience. I feel I'm living it through you the way you describe it all. Well done to you both. Isn't that lovely? That's from an anonymous texter there. I'm nearly tearing up here. I don't know why, but there is something very emotional about your description, Jennifer, and just what you've achieved, and Jason finding you and bringing you up there and the whole thing. So congratulations to you both. Jason, we'll talk again, I'm sure, and I'm sure we'll hear more about you, Jennifer Doherty, as well. But for the moment, thank you both very much. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye now. See you, Jason. See you. Bye. Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.